אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 ספירות כרך א' חלק ג' עמוד 100.
We are reading from the study of the 10 ספירות. We are in volume 1 chapter 2 item 1. Again, we are in the study of the 10 ספירות volume 1 part 3 chapter 2 item 1. The words of the Ari. We'll begin. Headline: there is no screen in the world of Atzilut. There are four phases in which all the elements of Atzilut are distinguished from it and from within it, but they are all without a screen whatsoever. It is called the world of Atzilut because the light of En Sof itself expanded through it without a screen. Again, item 1, words of the Ari, headline: there is no screen in the world of Atzilut. They are four phases in which all the elements of Atzilut are distinguished from it and from within it, but they are all without a screen whatsoever. It is called the world of Atzilut because the light of En Sof itself expanded through it without a screen.
כן.
Yep. אות א' או פנימי.
We will continue. Item 1, inner light.
כי זה כלל.
Clarifies. But they are all without a screen whatsoever. It is a rule that coarseness and screen cannot diminish or blemish above the place where they appear, not even a bit. Although the reflected light ascends because of the screen in the vessel of Malchut, and clothes all nine Sefirot from itself upward, the force of coarseness in the screen does not rise upward whatsoever. For this reason, the nine Sefirot of Atzilut are considered to be without any screen at all. Although we discern many screens in the world of Atzilut as well, such as the screen of Peh and of Chazeh, etc., which is the conduct in every single Potsuf in Atzilut, these are not actual screens. They come from the incorporation of the lower one in the upper one. Only the screen of Siyum Raglaim of Atzilut is an actual screen that stops the upper light.
טוב, יש לנו גם קייב.
We have Kiev there.
Да, дорогой Раф, не очень понятно, что значит, что в мире Ацилут нет экранов, когда он уже после первого сокращения, а там же все без экранов уже не работает.
Кан медубар аля масахим.
We're speaking about screens that come from the lower ones, not the screens of concealment, but screens that are in spiritual discernments. So in the world of Atzilut, there aren't any screens, meaning that the light of Chochmah works there. There are differences between degrees, but those degrees are results of the four phases of direct light, of the structure that has to be root 1, 2, 3, 4, but not because between them there are differences in the will to receive, in order to receive, in order to bestow, more to bestow, less to bestow, and so on. There's still not in the world of Atzilut. Atzilut is entirely to bestow. We'll see it in a bit. We'll scrutinize it. We're only speaking about this. We have no more questions, so let's go to number 2.
Item 2, the words of the Ari, headline: En Sof does not expand below Atzilut except through a coupling by striking in the screen at the Siyum of the world of Atzilut. Then the 10 Sefirot pass through the screen to the world of Bria. Also, the 10 Sefirot pass to the world of Yetzirah by the coupling by striking at the Siyum of Bria. The same occurs between Yetzirah and Asiya. Indeed, En Sof itself does not expand from there downward, but only in an illumination that extends from it through a screen, There is a screen and curtain that separates between Atzilut and Bria. Because of that striking of the upper light that reaches there, it struck that curtain, and by the power of the ten sefirot of Atzilut that reached there, it struck their light there, and lights glittered, and went through that screen and became the ten sefirot of Bria, below the glittering, below from the glittering of the ten sefirot of Atzilut, atop them by the power of the screen. By the power of the screen of the ten sefirot of vessels, the ten sefirot of other vessels were made. And by the power of the ten sefirot of the self, another ten sefirot of the self of Bria were made. Also, another screen was erected at the end of Bria. And at the ten sefirot of Yetzirah were made because of the striking of the ten sefirot of Bria in the self and vessels of in the screen. The same happened through that screen from Yetzirah to Asiya. Now you can see why one is called Atzilut, one is Bria, one is Yetzirah, and one is Asiya. It is because there is a screen that separates between them, and one is not at all like the other. We'll continue. Inner light, item 2, clarifies the illumination that extends from it through a screen. The light that is in the world of Bria necessarily extends from Ein Sof, for there is no illumination in the worlds that does not extend from Ein Sof. Yet, because the light Ein Sof that expands to Bria passes through the screen, its illumination is greatly diminished. In fact, the light of Ein Sof is regarded to have been stopped above the screen. The Ari will explain in the following how light passes through a screen.
How the light passes through the screen is what he'll tell us later, but for now, it's the general form. No questions? Okay, so keep going.
We are in item 3, inner light, clarifies the striking of the upper light. It means that there is a law in the upper worlds that each lower degree causes additions of light to a higher degree. That entire measure of additional light is imparted back to the lower one that caused it. It is the same with our matter. The screen on Malchut of Atzilut caused that reflected light to rise and clothe all nine sefirot of Atzilut and become vessels for them. Without it, the light of Ein Sof would not be grasped and clothed in Atzilut, for a light cannot be attained without a vessel. But since the screen caused all that additions, meaning the above-mentioned reflected light and ten sefirot, the screen and vessel in Malchut expanded because of the descending reflected light that came back to it from the screen downward. And it drew to itself all those ten sefirot of Atzilut above in their exact likeness. Thus, Malchut of Atzilut alone descends and expands into ten sefirot from her and within her, like the ten sefirot of Atzilut, meaning from Keter to Malchut. They are called the ten sefirot of the world of Bria. This is the meaning of the words of the Ari, that because of that striking of the upper light that reaches there, it struck that curtain, and by the power of the ten sefirot of Atzilut that reached there, it struck their light there, and lights sparkled, and went through that screen and became the ten sefirot of Bria. There are two things we should understand here. The first, discernment, caused the reflected light that rises by the striking of the upper light in the screen. That reflected light descends back to the degree that caused its appearance. The second discernment caused the clothing of the light of Ein Sof in the 10 vessels of the reflected light that rose and became the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut. They too descended back to the degree that caused their appearance. The Ori states about the first discernment, because of the striking of the upper light in the curtain. It means that this reflected light returns and descends from above downward to the world of Bria. The Ori states about the second discernment, by the power of the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut, etc. From these two forces, the 10 Sefirot of the world of Bria were formed.
Meaning the light from the screen ascends, supposedly prints all those Sefirot that are above him, and does the same thing with all those Sefirot below it, in like lower matter. But in that way it happens, it's like from above downward he, from below upward he sees the upper Sefirot and then makes a copy of them below, like a print, supposedly. It'll be clarified in a bit. Kiev.
What does it mean that the lower degree causes addition of light in the upper degrees?
Because it participates by receiving from the upper one and adds its own coarseness with the reflected light. That's why there is more light on the higher degree.
I don't understand the mechanics.
You have children?
Yes.
You have to work much more because they exist? It's clear to you?
Okay, that's clear. So
the lower degree awakens the light from the higher degree because it adds a deficiency to the higher degree.
Но тут получается из его объяснения, что отраженный свет от Целута рождает Брия. Или неправильно я понял?
But here from the explanation it stems that it turns that from the Целут it comes to Брия.
And afterwards it prints it from below. The light descends to some kind of degree. It performs reflected light, awakens the Sefirot above it in reflected light as much as it can, and able receives them and passes it below. We'll see it in a bit. That's how they descend, like a zigzag kind of. We have internet. Wait. No, let's keep going.
So we will continue in item 4, inner light, clarifies the sparks of the light. Any place where reflected light appears is called sparkling.
Number 5.
Clarifies at the end of Bria, another screen was made. All the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut were copied and sealed in the world of Bria. Hence, the screen and Malchut were also sealed in the world of Bria. And the same coupling by striking of upper light in the screen applies there. And the ascents of reflected light that rises and clothes from the screen upwards all 9 Sefirot of the world of Bria. This reflected light became the 10 vessels of the world of Bria, where the self of the light of the world of Bria is clothed.
Otvav,
Item 6 clarifies due to the striking of the 10 sefirot of Bria. The reflected light of the screen of Atzilut expanded once more from the screen downward and imprinted the 10 sefirot of Bria, as was explained in item 3 above. By the same manner, the reflected light that rose from the screen of Malchut of Bria also returned, expanded downward, and imprinted the 10 sefirot of the world of Yetzirah. The same also applies from Yetzirah to Asiya.
Like a print, from above he takes the mold from the reflected light and makes that mold below it in the lower degree.
Next. Item 7, inner light, clarifies one does not resemble the other whatsoever. As we have written, phase 4, which is called Malchut, in which the screen was made, she herself divides into 4 phases of a screen, where all the changes and differences between the worlds appear. The screen of phase 3 operates in Atzilut. The screen of phase 2 operates in Bria. And the screen of phase 1 in Yetzirah.
Od Gimel, lo shomim Rav.
Ken.
Item 3, Rav, we don't hear you? Okay, the words of the Ari, item 3. Headline, the difference between Atzilut and Bria is that in Atzilut there is no screen at all. In Bria, the light is diminished by a single screen. In Yetzirah, by 2 screens.
2 screens.
And in Asiya, by 3 screens. Still, in the 4 phases of the coarseness of the upper light, there is no difference between the worlds.
Ari, what game?
Okay, Divrei Ari,
the Ari number 3.
Right, the Ari item 3. The difference between Atzilut and the 3 worlds is that in Atzilut, the light of Ensof punctures it and passes it to the end of Atzilut without any screen. However, from there downward, there is a screen. The difference between Bria and Yetzirah is that Bria has 1 separating screen, Yetzirah has 2 screens, and Asiya 3 screens. However, within each world, just as there are 4 phases in Atzilut, so there are 4 phases in Bria itself and in Yetzirah itself.
Meaning the whole structure remains the same way from the 4 phases of direct light, still from the world of Ein Sof. But by passing the lights from below, from above downward, so there are differences between the worlds and the screens and the, how should I say it, in the order they pass them onward.
Inner light item 8 clarifies as there are 4 phases in Bria itself. It refers to the 4 phases of coarseness, namely Chubtum, previously referred to as the expansion of the light of Ein Sof to make vessels. They are also called the 10 sefirot of direct light, because Tiferet contains 6 sefirot, Chagat Nehi. Through the coupling by striking in the screen in the sefirah of Malchut of direct light, the light rises once more as reflected light, clothes all 10 inner sefirot of direct light, and turns them into 1 general degree according to the level of the reflected light.
Mm-hmm.
Item 9, inner light, clarifies there are 4 phases in the Bria itself. He thus tells us that these 4 phases of direct light exist in every world and in every partsuf. There's no difference between a high degree and a low degree. All the differences in the partsufim and in the worlds are because of the screens and the reflected light in them. In that, the screen in one is not like the screen in another.
Meaning there is no difference in the structure between the four phases, root 1, 2, 3, 4, that we had in the world of Ein Sof, but only because of the coarseness and the screen upon it, we have so many cells. And from that, all of the reality is built. Okay?
Chadera.
Chadera.
Rav, I'd like to ask, how should we study tests now? How do we work with this text? Because now, let's say, not only I can't manage to grasp anything, and it just becomes sounds that pass next to me but not reaching me. So what do I do?
What do you recommend to do?
That's what I'm asking. What's the goal?
The goal is that during the reading of the text, we're trying to connect between us and to invite the light that reforms, that will bestow upon us, on our efforts to connect. That first we were doing it on the Rabash article or Bala Sulam from Shamati, and then on the Freedom article. And now we're doing it over tests. We are studying the main parts of all the wisdom of Kabbalah, that the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is destined for us to invite the light that reforms to take care of us and develop us quicker than everybody else, because the others are not drawing the light that reforms upon them, and we are. So the more now that you have a deficiency to know what you're studying about, then the more light that reforms you draw upon you, and the more you understand what you're studying, so you'll invite the light less. That's why it's not the wise who studies, but studies the one who is sorry that he's not advancing in bestowal, in connection. And that is very difficult for us to understand and be drawn to. That is the problem, that we are all drawn with our brains to fill our brains, even though we won't ever be able to understand this before we attain it. And to always yearn for attainment. And attainment means attaining our connection and bestowing to the Creator. It's all only attained in that.
So, later, trying to read it on our own will not give anything.
It will give something, but still, the main part is, what do you want during the studies? During the reading. That's the main part.
Thank you.
And it's very difficult for our generation, especially, that is entirely, we all studied a lot. Also, now we're studying and we're working in all kinds of businesses that belong to wisdom. And the problem is that it's not the wise who studies, but all of our vessels that we need to prepare for revealing the Creator is a vessel of bestowal. It's completely not a vessel of the intellect. It's the feeling, that our feeling will yearn to feel the others. You understand how opposite this is than what we are? How opposite. That's why how difficult it is to speak to humanity. Who wants this? Who needs this? Who feels a deficiency in this? Only great suffering, like Bala Sulam writes, that God forbid, can come to humanity. Only such great suffering can turn us around to connect. To connect between us. In order to run from the suffering.
Latin 12.
Latin 12.
¿El lugar de Malchut de Atzilut es una pantalla o es una vasija?
The place of Malchut of Atzilut is it a kli or a screen?
Amakum le?
The place for?
He's asking, Philippe is asking if the place of Malchut of Atzilut is it a kli or a screen?
The
place for Malchut of Atzilut is a place, it's a desire. I don't understand the question exactly. A place for Malchut. A place is a deficiency, a desire. And that's what the Creator created, and He Himself is called the place. A place for Malchut, a place for Bina. It's desires, deficiencies, you can say, in general.
Okay.
Let's still ask. Oh, we have info already. Yes, please. Meron.
Yes,
hello everyone, hello friends. We wanted to remind you that on June 10th, Sunday, we're going to have a virtual unity event where we want to work together, and July 10th. Sorry. And before we move forward, we want to share with everyone that we got a lot of suggestions for the name of the unity event, as we asked, and we chose out of them two names, two titles. The first one is Connection Around the World, to express our international organization worldwide, connection between people all over the world above differences. The second one is My First Unity Evening, which expresses the way in which we come to this unity event as though it is our first, with that kind of joy, that kind of happiness and lack of awareness of what's going to happen, not like we are seasoned in congresses. So now we want to vote for the name of the unity event. So use the voting tool. If you like Connection Around the World, vote 1. If you like My First Unity Evening, vote 2. Accordingly, we will be able to measure the responses and move forward. So we're waiting for your vote right now, and we'll see the results on the screen.
מירון, נראה שיש תוצאות.
Looks like there's results, מירון.
עכשיו שומעים אותי. שומעים אותי?
Sorry, I wasn't, you couldn't hear me before. Okay, so now you can hear me. So I just said that that's, it looks like a knockout. Friends around the world chose our topic for the unity event, Connection Around the World. We will continue to work on the content now, and we'll remind you again, 6:30 p.m. Israel time, July 10 until 8 p.m. Israel time, we'll meet together and connect around the world.
Okay, Dudi.
So we are meeting, if you're interested in our broadcasts today, we will have a news show with Rav Lightman today at 10 a.m. Israel time. With this we conclude, and a song.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere, no mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato. cominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach, le manachai verai. למען החי ורעי, למען החי, החי ורעי, אדם רע לשלום בא. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità.
Le fai!
Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te.
Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach, le manachai verai.
Porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità.
Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom ba. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, חי ורעי, אדם רע לשלום בך, למען החי ורעי.